storicine. Loving Heavenly Father, we lay before you these offerings, a token of our gratitude for what you've given to us. A gift of money which signifies all the riches that we have from you. Those things which make our lives not just possible, but comfortable. And a token of those things too which we are able to give and share with these the people round about us. Father, we would pray that this money will be used well in the furtherance of the work of your church. But we pray too for the people around us who don't have things to give, who don't have warm homes, who perhaps don't have a home at all, who don't have food to eat at every meal, and who perhaps only have food that comes to them through the charity of others, who don't have the means of making an income for all sorts of reasons. Father, we would pray for these people, not just praying that they would find ways of making things a little better, but praying that they would come to be able to fend for themselves, and that they would be able to become people who can stand upright, knowing that they're not dependent on the charity of others. Father, we thank you too for the role that we can play in those lives, for the opportunities we have to say a kind word or to give a gift of kindness. Father, we pray for this town of Pennycook. We look around and see empty shops. We see sometimes empty streets. We see a town centre where once people came in number and stood and chatted, and where we had a population who knew each other and knew what was going on in each other's lives, in a good sense, turning into yet another kind of dormitory town where people are busy, where people don't know their neighbours, and where too many lonely people sit behind shut doors. Father, in some cases, that might be us. In some cases, it might be the person across the road, the person next door. But Father, we would ask that we would be aware of the people around us, and that we would be there for them in perhaps a rather more active way than we've been in the past. Not waiting for a cry for help, but offering a hand of kindness. And Father, we think of our country. I think for all of us, regardless of our political beliefs, regardless of our how we voted in the past, for all of us, we look and we see, putting it very lightly, a muddle, a confusion. We see our leaders equally confused, having kind of lost track with what it is they're trying to do. And Father, we pray into that situation, asking for wisdom, the kind of wisdom that leads to listening, a preparedness to set aside fixed views and to work out what's really important. Hanging on to a principle or finding out what is truly the right thing to do. Father, we lift up to you all of our politicians, the people in power, the people who seem to be calling the shots. And we lift up to you too our world. I think this morning there are so many things going on that for me the most important thing again to pray for is that people the world over, leaders the world over, should lay down personal interest, should lay down pride, should lay down any desire to be simply the best, the one on top, whatever people think. And instead should turn around and think about the people who are under their charge, the people who should be in their care. And Father, I would ask that your voice would be heard. You who are the King of the nations, the ruler of this world. Father, as we pray these things, we thank you for the peace that we as individuals have in the knowledge that you have given us Christ Jesus as our Saviour, and for the knowledge that you, our God, the one God, are in control, even when all around us seems to be confusion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.